It was a matter of some irony that General Homa should have been assigned to attack the American Philippines, for in both his philosophy and his personal style, Homa was democratic-minded and openly pro-Western, a public stance that had set him at odds with Hideki Tojo. General Homa spoke fluent English. He had traveled in America and was a great lover of American movies. He was a self-described Anglophile, having lived and studied for years at Oxford, and having traveled with British units throughout Europe and Asia. Openly critical of the fanatical ultranationalism that came to grip his country in the late 1930s, Homa had been a committed moderate in the years leading up to the war. In 1938, he had reportedly traveled to Nanking and authored a stinging document recounting the atrocities that had occurred under the Japanese occupation, a courageous stand that is said to have diminished his stature within the Japanese military. If Homa had a tragic weakness, it was that in his deeply introspective moments, of which there were many, he could be grossly inattentive to the details of his command, preferring to delegate all the messy responsibilities and minutiae to subordinates. A colleague once called him a paper genius, the sort of brilliant theorist who could instinctively grasp subtleties of strategy in the abstract, but who was slightly out of sync with the day-to-day realities of a fluid battle situation. The poet general was a dreamer, an absent-minded optimist. If his intentions toward his new prisoners seemed compassionate, the question remained whether he would be steadfast and forceful enough to convey his compassion to the many officers and enlisted men in his vast army's lower echelons who would be charged with transporting the prisoners into captivity. On April 9th, as untold thousands of Americans and Filipinos stumbled out of the jungle sucking stalks of sugarcane and waving towels and bedsheets, Homa had buoyant confidence in the 14th Army's evacuation plan. Speaking in crystalline English that was accented with a certain Oxonian lilt, Homa told one captured American officer whom he met near his headquarters in Balanga, "Your worries are over. Japan treats her prisoners well. You may even see my country in cherry blossom time, and that is a beautiful sight."